This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 27th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Arkansas Department of Correction says it expects to save nearly $750,000 a year thanks to conservation efforts being implemented at many of the state's prisons. Shay Wilson is a spokesperson for the department.
ADC began looking at ways that we could save money and save on energy and that type of thing. So we our conservation efforts began with retrofitting and upgrading lighting and upgrading heating and air conditioning systems at four of our oldest units, Cummins, Tucker, Varner, and Wrightsville.
Ms. Wilson says improvements were also made to air conditioning and heating units at the oldest prisons in Arkansas. The efforts to find ways to save energy and money were mandated by a law passed by state lawmakers in 2009. The Arkansas Department of Health, along with several other health groups, is sponsoring the National HIV Testing Day in Arkansas today. To further support the testing day, the Department of Health is hosting free HIV clinics during the entire week across most of the state. Ed Barham, with the Department of Health, says it's important for everyone to know their HIV status.
It's a quick test, and it's certainly painless. So you can find out in short order and know your status, and that should provide you with peace of mind.
Ed Barham says the test is only a mouth swab, and people will be able to see the results later the same day.
For the last many years now, we've seen rising rates of HIV. Today, we have over 3,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in Arkansas.
Barham says HIV is a much more treatable disease now than in the past 10 years. Members of the University of Arkansas men's track and field team are moving on to the World Championships this summer after winning events at their national championships this weekend. Derek Batchelor won the long jump at the Jamaican National Championships in Kingston, and Raymond Higgs won the long jump competition at the national championships in the Bahamas this weekend. Meanwhile, Grace Hamesfield finished second in the junior 3,000-meter steeplechase Saturday at the 2011 USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon. The soon-to-be Razorback sophomore for the women's track and field team has now earned the chance to run for Team USA at the 2011 Pan American Junior Championships. She is a native of Elkins. This is Ozarks at Large.